There's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live, finally, from the Finn here where Mad Rex used to be at the Fillmore. Everybody, you got to come down and check this place out. We're having a little tasting tonight. Should have a nice little crowd, intimate crowd tonight, so you guys come down and don't feel like you're part of the masses tonight. But, yeah, and by the way, we were still messing around with our Comrex leading right up to it.
Professional show.
Oh, man, I don't know how we pull it out every time. Giggity.
I can't hear
the gobbler already?
I hear him already. I can't hear myself, though.
We appreciate Sean back at the studio letting us have his additional hour. What do you can't hear anything, Tank?
They can't hear me either.
Okay. No, I can hear you.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
All right, stop it. You keep interrupting every time. Can you hear yourself?
No.
You can't hear yourself.
No, sir. I can hear you, but I can't hear myself.
Good things, mazel mazel.
Mazel mazel, good things. There you go. Now you're cooking with bacon grease.
That's because your headset sucks and you keep telling me it's good. Anyway, back to business, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Players Show at 5 o'clock, which is now. At 6 o'clock, we will have Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton joining us, everybody. He is a good friend of the program. Happy to have him on. Spuds will not be joining us tonight, in which case we asked for the services of Mr. Chris Sack to join us, who was going to be taking the evening off. Rachel, thanks for allowing this to take place.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, to her Fred watching the kids.
Well, her parents are watching. Her,
okay.
Dad and right. Mom are watching the kids. My parents are in the Outer Banks.
In the Outer Banks. Nice. Yeah. All
right. Doing what?
All right.
Put two and two together,
really,
Tank.
I'm only kidding.
This show's going to be great.
Yeah, it's already off the rails. I need a shot again. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, Stateside Bourbon, Diaz,
woo!
Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Finn. Coming soon, I believe next week is their target date. Place looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
This place is kick
man.
Ass.
Yo, the sinks in the bathroom are great. I was like, "Where do you? How do you turn this thing on?"
Really?
And there you go.
Really.
Sinks are cool, but the big TV out here. Well, no, there's that. That's obvious, though. Sometimes you have to look at the other things, the other amenities that they have,
like this place being big dog friendly.
It is big dog friendly.
This is big. Everything is wooden, and nothing looks like it's going to shatter.
Come to the Finn. They've got great,
great furniture.
Great things.
Nothing better than seafood with wooden furniture.
I haven't tasted the food yet, but I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, I'm just staring at all that bourbon on the bar.
Bourbon Diaz.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no bourbon on that
yourself,
bar.
Diaz.
Lots of bourbon.
No, there's no bourbon on that bar. I don't know what you're looking at. Those are empty bottles.
Oh,
that's right. There you go, son. You're learning. Hey, everybody, get signed up for Denver for ticket to tailgate or tailgate only packages. Detroit. I just put up the menu for Detroit. It is phenomenal, right, Diaz?
It looks great.
Yeah. I saw bacon. That's all I need to see.
There we go. And, of course, the Jets trip is closed up. Everybody, we apologize for that. But you can still come down to the Maryland football team.
Will you teach me to football?
Will you teach me to football? I don't have time for the cuts right now. I'm a mess. Anyway, we're going to be talking to Alex Singleton about the state of the Eagles. I know everybody's a little frustrated. By the way, I want to thank everybody that came out with us for the Green Legion. We had some hiccups. There's no doubt about that. And I was so excited to finally run a trip to Vegas, and I am never going to be excited to run a trip to Vegas anymore. I got to be honest with you. The Vegas attitude these days is we don't need you. And that's a real cry and shame. And we'll talk more about that.
Well, you don't have to worry about it for another 8 years. You should be retired by then.
I'll be dead or retired.
Fun fact, 3 years ago.
Your liver will definitely fail within the next 8 years. It's just whether or not you're going to survive it.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot of love here.
No, Quimby knows. There's nothing but love.
And thank you. And thank you. Anyway, we're gonna do a Bitch Simmons watch tonight. We're going to talk a little Flyers now that we got Sackmaster in here. If we want to talk a little bit about baseball, I do want to talk a little bit about baseball because
World Series starts tonight.
Well, it does start tonight, and we're going to give you a reason to bet some Twin Spires this evening. But I go back to when Freddie Freeman went down and Acuna, and everybody said, oh, the Braves are done. Yep. And here they are in the World Series. Those little bastards seem to work their way into the postseason way too often. But right now, let's get to a little tank time.
Well, today is October the 26th, 2021. It's the 299th day of the year. There's only 66 of these puppies remaining.
Ow!
We're going to start back in. I'm going to go all the way back to 1982 when somebody won an award. He played for the Phillies. He was the first one to win four of these awards.
Oh, is it Steve Carlton?
Yes, he was the only one to win four Cy Youngs.
At the time.
Then we go to 1980 with the St. Louis Cardinals. I've always wondered this. They tied the record number of sacks in the game because one of our constituents was saying he gets paid for sacks. He only has one this season.
I know a lot of people that get paid for sacks.
Yeah, sacks.
Oh.
Cut it.
Just got back from Vegas.
Whoa.
Did Joey Gladstone over here?
I know. Then St. Louis Cardinals, they sacked the Baltimore Colts quarterback 12 times, tying a
was
NFL
Winston
record.
Justin's playing left tackle?
Okay.
Right.
We have 1984. The Terminator was released. Where were you? The Terminator.
1984?
I'll be back.
I wasn't a glint in my dad's in the back of the Chevy. What was that line you said before, Kyle?
You were not a twinkle in the eyes of your parents in the back of a Chevy. I got a couple of quick birthdays here. 1914, Jackie Coogan. That's Uncle Fester. 1946.
Rod Valivas.
Yes.
1946.
No doubt. All day.
1946, got Pat Sajak. 1951, Bootsy Collins. Burn me up, baby. 1973, Seth MacFarlane. And we have 1977, John Heater. That's all
John
I have.
John Heater. I need your mouth down. No. Or your mic up.
Oh, my mic. Oh,
put your mic down and nobody can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Don't touch the mic.
Okay. Is that better?
Well, stand up straight, bro.
Oh, hold on a second.
Let me
keep
readjust. Messing this like I don't know where your position should be. There you go,
there
sunshine.
You go. There we go.
Look
now
at
you,
that.
Now you're cooking with bacon grease.
All right. There you go.
But after ass whipping like we suffered.
We're not getting there yet.
Okay. No, well, it's still tank time. I was just going back to a time when we were rebuilding here in the, you know, with the Eagles, and the atmosphere. It's like it's going to be a turning point of this season. I don't know when it's going to be. Will they all be together and they'll all be on the same page and we'll get some victories? But right now,
I thought that was in Atlanta.
I know, but that's the first game of the season.
Exactly.
But
I think that's it.
But if you look at the last game in a microcosm, a bit of the coaching sucked, and then you had a few players coming out and pointing fingers and other things. And it's no time for that. You have to weed that out. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen this next week, especially with a team that we should beat. They're 0-6, but they're going to pull out all the bells and whistles.
0-7.
Well, 0-7, rather. But they're going to pull out all the bells and whistles and everything known to man to try to win this game. And I want to see, can we withstand that? Can we go somewhere and withstand that and come together and win a game?
Not the time yet.
Come together.
Well, time is for your story.
I know, and that was one of my stories.
What, to see what Detroit's going to do?
No, to see if they could come together. Because we came together when I was here, we came together at a certain point in the season, and we start winning. We won like the last three or four games. But it took
the 99?
Yeah, they took the whole daggone season to do that. And so it's like when you look at it, we can't. I know the fans as a whole, that was horrible yesterday, and it was embarrassing. So hopefully they feel the same way. I'm going to kick it back.
No, and we'll get to that. What's even funnier about that is Jalen Hurts' passer rating wasn't all that bad. He just looked like hell.
Yeah.
97.5 yesterday.
He pads his stats in the fourth quarter. He does it every game catching up.
I get it. But, you know, these exchanges on the snap. Anyway.
Well, the one, it was jacked up. The one where he hit his hand, it was jacked up. Yeah. He hit his hand. That was just like, that was the perfect storm. Everything that could happen to us, happened to us.
The one good thing that came out of yesterday.
That we didn't lead in penalty yards?
Is that Jason Kelce looks really cute with blonde hair. Frostings. My man.
You can blame Zach Ertz for that.
Yeah. Feathered and tipped.
All right, well, let's do this because it's Bitch Simmons time.
Okay.
Woo! Diaz, what do you got for us, bro?
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yes, please.
Well, this is how it's going to be.
Apologize.
Yeah, there's going to be some apologies. It's going to sound like that. But first off, what we got, you know, you start talking about, you know, mental health and all that, and it's all dancing around, but is this... mental health or adversity? And who of us is to judge what is what? Now, all the things that he says, right? All the things that all the things that come out of the clutch camp, they're true. That said, it doesn't give you permission to go around walking like a jerk, talking to everyone all smug, saying that you don't need to improve, saying that, you know, and it's the coach, and it's Embiid, and it's the fans, and it's this person, that person. It's everyone else's fault but mine. You could be going through some stuff like family things. You go through a crisis of confidence with the line or your shot or whatever. You're afraid to fail and all that. That's all cool. We just praise Leighton Johnson for coming out for those same things. Brandon Brooks, this happens all the time. But that doesn't mean you treat your teammates like crap. You talk about the fans. You talk about you're the best player on the team. You demand a trade. You sulk. You show up to work to get paid with a phone in your pocket. And you treat everyone around you like a jerk. It could be both things at once.
Well, the one thing that I think this is, personally, I think it's a cop-out. I'm hoping it's not. But that's the way it looks.
Great movie.
But that's the way it looks publicly. You bitched him on. You couldn't get traded. And then you come to practice and you do nothing. You come to practice so you can quit getting fined. Because you found out that the organization that you're with is not going to pay you back the fine money because it's too extensive.
Thanks, Clutch. Good representation. What would you do, Hollis?
At what point in time does Ben get pissed off at Clutch?
That's right, Hollis. You have representation.
Right.
If your representation didn't hammer it home that once you get fined, that you lose that money, they thought that when he shows up or gets traded, it'll be repaid. Like, why are they still on his books?
No,
I got to do this real quick. Every time he comes out, we have to say, "Hey, Chef."
Hey, Chef.
Hey, Chef. What's up?
And when we say, "Hey, Chef," you have to say, "Hello, children."
Hello, children.
That's pretty good.
No. We'll get you on a little bit.
Yeah, we got a free spot.
Yeah. But
now everybody's living in Mamby Pamby land. If you thought you were going to get some fine money back, you didn't show up. You said you wanted to trade. What the hell am I going to give you fine money back for? Now, if my representation had told me that, they would have got fired because I'm in the business of making money. I had a contract dispute. I showed up to what was mandatory. Do you know why? Because each day they could fine you $14,000. I'm not giving none of my money back. Damn that! Is that when you look at it, you could bitch him on all you want to, and I know he just showed up just because he was tired of getting fined, and some of those bills are going to start coming through. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I think here, and this is not an apology. So please, I'm saying this is not an apology.
Write this down.
Hold on. I think what happened here is I've been saying this for 2 years as a defender of Ben Simmons because this is all mental. People say he can't shoot. It's not that he can't shoot. He won't shoot. He has a mental block. He has a crisis of confidence. And after this playoff series, he wanted to run away from it. He wanted to run away. He wanted to run away from here.
The guy dated a Kardashian. What crisis of confidence has that guy ever had?
No, I'm talking about in his game.
No, sorry.
No, hold on for a second.
It's not a crisis of confidence.
Let me finish.
It's just the fact that he sucks and he knows it.
He doesn't suck.
He sucks at shooting and he knows it.
Okay. All right. But you have to shoot to stink. He's not shooting. It's mental. He avoids
I'm tired
it.
Of hearing
Hold
about
up for
this.
A second. It's true. I've been saying this forever. Listen, he shot 10 three-pointers in 4 seasons. It's not that he can. It's that he won't. And every single national reporter and every single local
reporter. Hold on a second.
Hold up, I'm not done. Every single national reporter, every single local reporter, his teammates, his coaches, everyone for 4 years that says he works hard, he works in the gym, he puts in his time, he's working, and it doesn't translate.
Yeah, anyway, that's great.
It's so obvious. This is a mental thing. Now, that doesn't mean he's a jerk. It doesn't mean that he can't.
No, he's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
No,
he is a jerk.
That he can be a jerk.
No, he is a jerk.
Hold on for a second. But I think what happened here is he just got to the end where there's nowhere left to hide. He's got to show up. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to face the fans. He's going to have to face the truth that he's been hiding behind his crisis of confidence. Is it possible at one point to have an ego the size of the Empire State Building at the same time having a crisis of confidence the same size?
Sir, If you're in the wrong business, if that's your problem.
I agree. You're right. Business.
And that was totally an apology. If you need to poop or get off the pot, buddy.
No, listen.
You can't. No. You play basketball. You're supposed to shoot.
That's right.
Shoot the rock.
That's right.
And the other part is, if you don't want to be here, you just sign an extension. Don't bitch and moan
because you
didn't hit the shot because you didn't make the proper play.
That's what they do in the NBA.
And you're making excuses for
it. I'm not making
this. This is not mamby pamby land.
This is not an excuse. All
accountability.
That's right.
Accountability.
I'm saying
accountability.
I'm saying what happened here is he has nowhere else to run from it. And that's why he is behaving like a pouty baby.
He's a 25-year-old. He's a 25-year-old man now. There's no excuse anymore.
That's not an excuse.
No. It's not you making an excuse. It's not an excuse for him anymore. The fact that we have to sit here and we have to listen how he apologized to the team, but he did it half-heartedly. He said, we all need to take responsibility here. No, Ben, you need to take responsibility here because the reason why this team they haven't accelerated, they haven't taken that next step over the last few years is because he refuses to take care of those dynamic and those aspects in his game, and he doesn't take it to the next level. He passes the ball off. The fourth quarter of the last three or four games at Hawks series was him passing the ball as soon as he got across half court, and he hid in the corner.
Wouldn't get fouled.
Because he was afraid of
going to the line.
Because he can't shoot free throws.
Hey, listen, he shot 60%.
No. I've been listening to you chumps for the last 15 minutes. All right? He can't shoot free throws. Don't say he can't shoot. No, he can't shoot free throws. There's a difference. When he gets fouled, he sucks at the line. He can't shoot free throws. I'm not talking about when he's running around the perimeter, when he's driving the net. All right, yeah, I get it. Yeah, but no, on the can't shoot, he can't shoot free throws. And he knows he is now, who is it? Come on, Detroit.
Ben Wallace.
He is the Ben Wallace of the NBA right now, and he does not want to lose any more confidence in that regard because all teams are going to do at the end of the fourth quarter in the playoffs are going to foul him because they know he's going to shoot 50% if he's lucky. I don't even know what his fourth quarter stats were on free throws, but I bet they're worse than his overall free throw percentage. Sack.
What's the most important time of a basketball game?
Last
5 minutes. Okay, so when you're paying a guy $34 million to dribble up to half court and just hand it off to Joel Embiid or Seth Curry and just hide in the corner, that does nothing for nobody. This guy is a waste of time. He is a waste of space. He's a waste of money. He needs to go elsewhere. Now, I think he needs to come back so that way you can try and up his value and get something back.
It doesn't work like that, though.
No. Why? Because the fans are going to be all over him?
No, it doesn't. You're saying he's a waste of time, he's a waste of money, but he should come back so he can improve his trade value. It doesn't work that way.
Hollis is next.
You need to improve his trade value. The only way he does that is by getting out there and playing. And actually doing the things that he hasn't done for the last 5 years.
And not only that, when he was hiding in the corner, nobody, that's a self-check. You letting him double-team Embiid now. You just let him, he was a waste of time. With the thing, not so much a waste of time, I feel like it's a waste of talent. Because if I can't shoot, I'm attacking the basket every which way I possibly can. And it's like you have to have some humility when you're playing this sport. You know what you're good at, and you know what you're not good at. And you just attack until you can't no more. I'm getting sick and tired. This ain't Mamby Pamby land. What you looking for to give you a grease down and a shiatsu? What the hell, bro?
Well, these are the same. Listen, you guys are all right, but moving forward here, listen, this got to get resolved one way or the other, right? Now, I don't know when he's coming.
I think it's going to last four more years.
By the way, Daryl Morey, I listen to that every day, every single day, because he summed up. I can't speak as well as he can. I'm on the radio right now, but I say what he said in five words. It'll take me 5,000 words. He's absolutely right. What do we want to do? He's a waste of time. But we should trade him for nothing because he's a waste of time. Listen,
we don't need trade him for nothing.
We don't need role players.
Up the value.
He's going to stay on the team. And this is the kind of thing. The problem with Ben Simmons is you have a second round in the playoffs floor and you have a second round in the playoffs ceiling. That's the problem. He's great in the regular season. They've won the third most since he's joined the league. The third most wins in the NBA.
And I have to do a live read.
Third most wins in the NBA since Simmons showed up.
And that's great. We're going to come back
to
that.
Can you be
Oh, jeez. Like I'm playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Hey, you started it. You added this on the list today.
Shut up.
Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA, or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. This is the Green Legion Radio Players Show with Alex Singleton coming up at the top of the hour. We're also brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. 484-202-3656. Everybody back on Fox Sports The Gambler right after this. Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live on Fox Sports Radio. And we are live at the Finn, formerly Mad Rex, everybody. This place looks awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just mentioned it to the restroom, and wow, those faucets are tender.
I told you, man. I'm not lying about
they
this.
They are exotic.
Diaz is starting to drink bourbon. Make sure that the turkey sounder is prime and ready, Sean.
No, he's not, Sack.
Sack comes back from the bathroom, and he goes, "My God, I love this place." And I'm like, "What happened in the bathroom, bro?"
I know.
Hasn't had a lick of food yet, and goes, "The sinks are awesome." I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you know what else I noticed is that Connie just showed up. Connie signing calendars over here.
That would be Constance Marie.
She looks fantastic, by the way. You look like you just lost 220 pounds out in Vegas. Rob Valivas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm sure he was attached to your hip while you're out there the whole time.
Connie had her own personal videographer in Vegas. His name was Rob V.
Yep.
Awkward.
There we go.
Could have ditched her to save his life.
Do we have anything else we really want to say about Ben Simmons?
No. Just about the Sixers. Tonight they play the Knicks.
Right.
The first two games, the Nets are better than the Sixers with or without Simmons. The Sixers are better than the Pelicans and the Thunder with or without Simmons.
See, my man even heard enough from other
this will be Simmons. We'll see where they are today against the Knicks.
I apologize, by the way. I did not tell everybody who is on the panel today. Of course, we have Michael Diaz, which, you know, everybody wants him to shut up. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Woo-ha-ha. And, of course, not here today because he's got the sniffles slash. We have John Feist stepping in tonight.
What's up, John?
Fantastic job, John.
Appreciate being here, man. Thank you so much. Again, we're live from the Finn. We do have a couple tickets we might be able to give away. So if you're anywhere close, come on down here. We're going to be having an excellent chef's tasting coming up here shortly.
Mm. Delicioso.
Of course, whatever you guys do, don't give it to Tank first, because that hors d'oeuvre plate may never make it around the rest of the bar.
Who said it? Yeah, well, they make mine, and then y'all fend for yourself.
Yeah, I got you.
That's why it's called the Finn.
We're going to have to go over to the river and put a pole in the water and figure out how to get some food there. Anyway, let's move on to a little bit of Flyers, even though I don't give a about them, but apparently somebody on this station does.
And Tank does too.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I want them to win. If they make the playoffs and they make a playoff run, Quimby's going to be the first one. He's going to buy a Drew jersey.
You kept saying that like I was going to buy a Penn State jersey. You are outside your mind.
Who lost this weekend, by the way? Thank God.
That was terrible.
You will not be making the playoffs. Actually, we are not making the playoffs. Thank
we
God.
We are consistently bad. Anyway, let's talk a little Flyers, Sack.
Yeah, so the Flyers start a Western Canadian road trip this evening out in against the 5-0 Edmonton Oilers. And then they follow that up. They play the Canucks and the Calgary Flames before they come back home for one. And then they follow that up with two on the road, Pittsburgh and the Capitals. This is going to be a tough six-game stretch here. I mean, Western Canada, the Flames aren't that great, but, you know, Connor McDavid and Draisaitl for the Oilers, that's a tough task in and of itself. The Canucks beat us in the home opener. So we're out for a little bit of revenge on that on Thursday night. And then, you know, Penguins and the Capitals, they're always contenders. They're always there. That's why we talked about it on Ice to Shorts, our episode last week. I hate the playoff format for the NHL right now. I think it sucks. If you look at the Metropolitan Division, which is the Flyers division, they're 2-1-1. And they're towards the bottom of the division, just because everybody else has been winning at a high clip to start off the season as well. And, you know, things are going to pan itself out, but this division is like the division of death, as we dubbed it last week. And, you know, only the top four teams are going to make
the playoffs out of that division. And you look at the other division on the other side, and it's a conference, and you've got like two teams that are worth anything out of that division to make the playoffs. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be the Flyers are improved. They're a better team. We'll see how Carter Hart performs this season. He's played well through his first few starts, but we'll see how things pan out. It's all about the defense in front of him. And but this team can score. I mean, they have three solid lines that can put the puck in the net, and they don't even have Kevin Hayes active yet, who should be back from abdominal surgery over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I got a three Flyers questions / points. First off, road trip. Does that mean Carter Hart staying home? Is he going to play? We know that he is.
Carter Hart,
like Ben Simmons, is afraid of the free throw line. Carter Hart's afraid of road trip.
I'm not sure if Hart is playing tonight or Martin Jones is.
He's just afraid of flying.
He'll be playing. He'll play definitely two starts on this road trip.
Here. The other thing, we're 2 weeks in here. The Flyers played on Sunday,
Saturday
had a loss, and then they don't play till Wednesday and a back to back. Why would they Wednesday Thursday this week, right?
Well, back to back. They're playing Tuesday night. They're playing tonight.
Oh, they are? Yeah. I thought they were playing Wednesday, Thursday.
No, I swore it's on the schedule. It is a TNT game tomorrow night.
Yeah, so like, yeah, what tomorrow. The heck is this? We're doing back-to-backs already?
Well, listen, it's this early in the season. It's hockey, man.
It's hockey season,
and
man.
Also,
what are you talking
they
about?
They have to get these games in because they have 3 weeks off in February for the Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
And they're still not even sure yet if the players are going to the Olympics. So that's something that they're going to try and figure out. But the players want to go. It's just how far out it is, like where the Olympics is at. It's insane.
Connor McDavid's got, 13 points in 5 games?
Him and Draisaitl, man, they're just insane.
He's the player that Flyers fans believe Claude Giroux is.
Well, Sack, what do you think this is, basketball?
This guy.
We can't do a back-to-back? This is hockey.
Hey, man. Nothing better than making the NBA playoffs take 2.5 months, bro.
And the thing is, though, is you never hear hockey players complain about going back-to-backs. Basketball players do it all the time. And LeBron is the ringleader. And guess, I'm sorry, if LeBron's the ringleader on that, who's the one that complains all the time? You know, is LeBron?
Diaz. But
who was his agent? Clutch Sports.
Rich Paul.
Clutch Sports with Rich Paul. I think that's where he gets it from.
Hold on. Friend of the show, Alex Singleton.
These are NBA players.
Okay.
Sounds like a witch. We are close to Halloween.
That's Cartman crying, right?
That's Cartman.
A witch.
I think he was an Asian gang. That was Ben Simmons.
All right, so what's your other two? You had two other points?
Oh, just Connor McDavid is the player the Flyers fans pretend.
That's what it is. Yeah, the guy who leads the league in power play points since 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
The guy that was fourth in points in a decade. Yeah. Ben Simmons will never even come close to the Hall of Fame. Claude Giroux is on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Number 28 will hang from the rafters in the Wells Fargo Center. Number 25 will be worn again eventually in Sixerland. So why don't you continue to just drub my boy?
Okay? Yeah, brother, Bill Wallace. Bill Wallace is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is.
I get the defensive player of the year and all that stuff, but when you won a title.
When you carve your niche, that's what you are. He supposedly carved his niche as being a 6'10" point guard, but he can't shoot, and yet he doesn't have the
in this day and age
testicle fortitude.
That's right.
In this day and age, you need to be able to shoot.
Exactly. And everybody, you're trying to compare him to Giannis. And yeah, I was doing all that stuff. No, there's no comparison.
No, you know what? Very similar player. Big difference in heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Big difference in heart.
Thank you. Finally.
He could do all the same things. He's physically able to. He just doesn't have the heart.
It's not even heart. It's willingness.
Yeah.
Like, he knows he's not good at it, but he'll still do it.
And just a quick announcement for everybody that's listening. Alex Singleton has already arrived here at the Fin, everybody.
Now, that's a punctual human being right there.
The tackling machine.
That right there is someone that you want to build your team around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think Alex showed up early. He knows that he's going to get the Green Legion bump this week in Detroit.
That's it.
There's going to be a sack, a fumble recovery.
There's a pick six coming.
Something's happening.
There's a pick six coming for him.
Pick six.
So wait a minute. Hold on. This means we can't trash the team in their performance against the Raiders.
This is why we're going to do it before Alex gets on air with us at 6 o'clock.
Turn the speaker off real quick. That way no one else can hear us, and this just goes live on radio.
It's not about trash the team. We're basically speaking the truth.
We're speaking
what we saw. But don't make any attacks personal, and everything will be okay. Nobody will have to go up in your mouth like a dentist.
What the heck is he doing?
I don't know. He looks like he just saw a squirrel. Deepest apologies, folks, but our leader has... he's back.
He's swatting at something over here.
Home Shopping Network. Hey,
watch out there, John.
Awkward. Keep going.
Okay, all right.
Sorry about that. So, So how do you feel about the Flyers this year? I feel like we have some
fringe playoff team. Yeah. Fringe playoff team. Yeah. They're better than last year.
Oh, wait a second. So the Flyers are once again a fringe playoff.
It's not by any fault of their own. It's the division.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a division with the Hurricanes, the Penguins, the Capitals,
Islanders. Case you have to make better moves.
Oh, God.
There's only so much you can do. It's either that or you got a tank, right, Diaz?
Hey, tank. Hey, you guys.
That's what the Eagles are doing, apparently.
We all have a tank, everybody.
Wheel of mediocrity for a decade. I would tank for 2 or 3 years if I knew I was going to be in the playoffs every year.
I don't know.
It's funny because.
Well, we know that because you trusted the process. That still has not worked.
TTP.
Yeah. 20 years since the last time you went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't appreciate.
One time since 1985. I've been alive since 1986, and you guys have only been to an NBA final or an Eastern Conference final one time in my lifetime. That's
what are you, twice?
That's pathetic.
What are you, twice?
Pathetic.
Twice?
Pathetic.
That's one twice? More time. One more time 87, than you.
87, 97, 2010, and we've been to the Eastern Conference Finals probably about 7-8 times in my lifetime.
Unlike
that scrub squad called the 76ers.
No,
although I do want them to win.
I would like you guys to quit using my name in vain.
Crisis can happen unexpectedly.
I don't even know what that is.
I have no idea what just happened.
Crisis can happen at an unexpected time.
It sounded to me like that was a Ben Simmons jab.
We got
Disco Tank coming already.
Yeah, we got Chef.
Disco Tank's already on fire
been
right
on
now,
fire, baby.
Oh, we got Chef.
So we have Chef. All right, hey you guys. Just so you know, we are at a little private shindig at the Finn, formerly Mad Rex here at the Fillmore. The Finn is an upscale version of Crab du Jour, and we have a special guest joining us right now. This is hey Chef.
Hi.
You gotta come in.
Hello.
You gotta come in.
You gotta give him some. Give some juice, baby.
Is this on? Yeah.
Yeah.
The juice is loose.
Oh my God, I can hear myself.
It's wild. You never know you sounded like that, huh?
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So we're highlighting the Finn. That you guys are our sponsor for the player show all season long. Chef, tell everybody about the menu here. Tell everybody what's going on. I mean, this already looks fantastic. We already love Crab du Jour's food in and of itself. And what the Finn is going to be doing different as opposed to the rest of Crab du Jour's to make themselves obviously the upper echelon of your restaurant chain.
Sure. So, we're doing pretty much everything that Crab du Jour does. We're just trying to up it a little bit, get a little bit more creativity in there, be more flexible, have a lot of specials, you know, and just the freshest seafood we can get. And, good fish, good.
Chef, can you get a little closer to the mic?
There, sure.
Sound there off go. Like you got a pair of Chef.
Okay, sure. Okay, I see.
Sound off like you got some clams on you.
some clams on your nipples? Some nipple clams?
So, Chef, me being a connoisseur of deliciousness,
yeah.
What would you recommend?
How do you feel sitting next to that, by the way?
What would you recommend? What would you recommend that I try first?
Well, besides, like, what we're going to tonight, we're going to make sure you try a little bit of it.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Everything? Go ahead. Say again.
Wait, what do we get? What happened?
I don't know. Let me see. I think, wait a minute. Can you talk again? Push his mic, my thing, in. He might have knocked it loose. There you go. No, I'm not. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, you can take Diaz's seat. No one cares about what he has to say.
There we go. Yeah, okay. I'm not good at this. I'm realizing right now.
Express to us, make us want a delicious meal from here.
Okay. I think when you come in, you want to make sure you get one of the appetizers that are like shellfish based. So I would get like some oysters. I would get. We make really good mac and cheese. You can add lobster meat on there.
Bacon.
Bacon, obviously, yeah. We have a great steak program as well. We have some dry aged steaks here. Mm. Yeah, we do soups. You know, like
what's your specialty soup?
Sorry about that, Chef.
No, I think
I think it's still messed up.
It's not back on.
No.
No. Well,
we'll get it during break. We're going to break in a couple minutes anyway. So please continue to do
with the soup. Continue to mesmerize me.
Well, I just cooked some crab and corn bisque here, which I've been cooking for years. You're actually going to get to taste it in about a half hour. That's what I would do. Blue crabs. You know, get all that flavor in there.
Yeah.
I'll wait for Brace to put on some music, like as he's describing this. You got tanks noises in the background,
right?
Give us some sound effects here, Brace.
Chef, I got a question.
there's, let's say I'm looking at the menu. What is something that I would recognize, but that what's your little added flair or differentiator that's something we might not expect on the menu that you'd be preparing for us tonight?
Tonight, well...
Ooh. Oh, man.
There you go. Sean, we may go another minute in here.
So I think the one dish that I think is going to be the highlight today is we're going to do some fried cod, but like not the way, you know, your fish and chip kind of way. We're trying to get a little bit of a bouillabaisse flavor in there. So I have it sitting in the stock. I have some sauceries on top, bread croutons and stuff like that. So just all the flavors.
So why are we still on air? Let's go back here and get this cut. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I think also what you're going to really enjoy is going to be the bison burger today. So, I went to the farmer's market not too long ago, and I met this guy that breeds bison in New Jersey.
Yep.
What?
And it blew my mind that they have about 60 bison there, and we're featuring their meat, so we're going to have a steak on there and their burgers, and I think...
Bison is delicious.
Bison is ridiculously delicious, absolutely.
And it's fairly, it's lean.
It's super lean, super healthy for you, and just, it tastes amazing. I love it,
Okay, man.
Sure. Octopus stew is what I would eat tonight.
Octopus stew?
Ah, octopus.
Yeah, just like cook it for 6 hours in tomato and, just some basic flavors.
That sounds delicious.
Do you feel out of touch with the fact that you're the only one that works here that's not wearing a blue flannel right now?
I am actually the only one that works here to begin with.
Shots fired.
No. No, I mean, we're back in the kitchen. You can actually see us through the window, like when you dine here.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Which I think is a super great feature. Cool. And then, we want to focus on the food. We don't want to wear their fancy aprons that they have.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But that being said, they look amazing. I was really mind blown when they came with that.
It's an homage. It's a tribute to Al Borland and Home Improvement Everywhere.
Whoever that is.
Yes.
Anything else, Chef? Because we're going to take a break here real quick. You can hang out with us for another minute or two on the way back in, but we got to slide into one.
Yeah,
I
got to start cooking as well. So have an awesome night.
He's not here on the social obligation.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Chef.
Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yes. And don't be shy. Bring one of those bison burgers out here for your boy.
Tech's always working the game. Always working the game.
Always working the calorie count. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the player show, live from the Fin on Fox Sports The Gambler. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the player show, here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out on the web at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Also, everybody, we are live for the first tasting of the Fin. This is Crab du Jour's upscale restaurant located at the Fillmore, where Mad Rex used to be, right across the street from Rivers Casino, which means there's plenty of free parking if they don't know you're parking over there to come over here.
Oh, great.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were going to lose Tank there in the last segment.
Yeah, why? What happened?
There's the women here.
Food.
Food.
Hold on. Both.
Hey, that's the way to a man's heart. Women and food.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this real quick because we only have 10 minutes before we go to the top of the hour and we come back. When we come back, we'll be welcoming Alex Singleton, Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton, who is enjoying, I think, a water right now. I'm trying to get him drunk, but
no,
he's responsible.
I'm just saying.
He does have a designated driver from the looks of it.
Yes. So we're going to get into the box score here in just a second. We're going to talk about what went wrong, what went right. There was a lot more that went wrong. I got to start off this segment. And Tank, I'm going to let you follow up, and then, boys, however you guys want to come in on this, because he and I bitched at each other like children. About this call, Sirianni, all right, that holding call on third and two, and the punt team was out, and he decided to move him back. And then, of course, who burns us? Nelson Aguilar.
Yep. Zay Jones.
Aguilar. Sorry.
Don't know football.
Aguilar's with New England.
There was a lot of beverages.
But I told. But what I told
somebody
you.
Somebody said, "Is that Aguilar?" That's all I remember.
No. I say. I
currently had Allura Jensen's flotation devices in my face at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
So what happened was we were sitting there watching it, and the play goes off, and we get the penalty, right? And so we get the penalty. He's like, okay, so the punt team was coming on. So then he's like, correction.
So like, the punt team is on the field.
Yeah, so he's like,
you're getting the ball back.
Yeah, but so the official was like, correction, they're accepting the penalty.
And I saw, remember when I said, because Sirianni went like this.
Yeah, move him back.
But when I'm going, no, please tell me that didn't happen.
And I distinctly told you, they turned away from the TV.
They're going to get burned.
I'm still looking at the TV, and they showed the other coach's face, and they were like, oh, really? And as soon as they accepted that penalty, I said, we're about to get torched for 30 yards right here. And they threw it to number 7 on an out route. Now, for one of the constituents who got in front of the mic and said he's paid to get sacks, a sack in that situation would have been nice, point blank. That's one time. But
check it off.
So, but when we were sitting there, that was bad. The punt team was already out there. What are you trying? You're trying to overthink it too much. Go ahead.
This is the thing. I didn't play in the NFL. I know more than Quimby about the NFL, but Hollis, not as much as you. You played defense. When the offense comes back out for 3rd and 17 or 3rd and 15, whatever it was, isn't it obvious? Because they're going to, if they get 8 yards on that play, they're punting. Right. If they get 12 yards on that play, because it was going to be 4th and 3, right?
They're punting.
They're going to punt. So you got to know that they're going for it all right there, because they were just going to punt. They were 4th and 3, 4th and 2. They were going.
You're
to
throwing
punt.
The ball deep,
right?
So it's going to be a punt or an interception.
And it's early
coming.
And it's early in the game, so heat his ass up, get the ball out of his hand quick. Do not let him play 7-on-7 out there, which is what ended up happening. Because as a defensive lineman, you know you can pass rush only so much. It's only so much pass rushes that's going to go on. Now, that's the reason why I said that we were going to have trouble was because they were coming in waves. The Raiders have two to three deep on their defensive line, and they just come in waves. They have almost 20 sacks in the NFL, in the NFL, they in the top, and all of them are from the defensive line. They don't have to blitz. But it's different when we do what we do, because we have the same guys playing all the time. Our depth is not that great.
Since we're talking about that one particular play, As a defensive lineman, as a guy playing on defense, what does that do? You know, there's some griping now going in the press, you know, about
right.
the guy that says
about
he gets paid.
Scheme,
and
yeah. Yeah.
But like, what happens to the players when that call goes through? I mean, we don't know what we're talking about, and we all think that was a bad idea. So as a player, how do you react to that on the field in the moment?
As a player in the moment, you want to get that guy on the ground. When you get a call such as what they did, sometimes you have to make an executive decision and know that they're going to leave 5 to possibly 6 in to attack you, and you have to do something to get everybody a feel and to not give him the middle and to not give him that type of time in which he had to complete that pass.
Tech, you keep on referring to your counterpart, really, mm-hmm. like who's playing now as compared to where you played for years here with the Eagles and in the NFL. So I know who we're talking about here, but you say that our depth isn't great.
Right.
How about the guy that's getting paid the most money on this team is not great anymore? This guy's collecting checks. And I'll tell you what, man, I have all the respect in the world for what he's done in his career, but right now he is not living up to what he's supposed to do. And what he said after the game the other day, I completely disagree with. Completely disagree with, because he's not supposed you want him to get to the quarterback, but he's not getting to the quarterback, and that's the problem.
And the problem is because that's his mindset. As a defensive lineman, I'm there to make plays.
No matter how it happens,
I'm there to do my job. My job is to make plays. My job is to make it hard for those guys all the time. So when you come out and you say that, and then you put what you put on film. It's demoralizing, and it's bad.
I thought you had something to say.
I said my part about it.
Let's go over some of the stats here, because all we were doing was I might have a clip here, by the way.
What kind of clip
really
do you have?
Fun. I forgot to see if our boy Slash sent this over to us. He didn't.
He's got the sniffles.
He's got the sniffles. All right, so Miles Sanders, 6 carries, 30 yards. Average of 5 yards per carry. Kenneth Gainwell, 5 carries, 20 yards, average of 4 yards per carry.
Lost fumble.
I get it. Okay. I get it. And I don't believe that was a lost fumble. I don't believe the angle could have shown.
I agree. Correct.
That it was that it was conclusive evidence. But all that being said, here you got two guys averaging 4.5 yards per carry, and Jalen Hurts is still your leading rusher. This is a problem. This is a problem, but it's inconsequential compared to the fact that Derek Carr went 31 for 34, wow. 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. That interception was a fluke.
Big time.
Let's be honest. I mean, Avante Maddox made a hell of a play on that. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, that ball slips onto the ground or somewhere else.
Or he catches it.
15 seconds, Tank.
Quickly, we gave them a chance to do 7-on-7. That's all Derek Carr was out there doing. They ran the ball down our throats, and they killed us. They killed us softly.
Diaz.
I agree.
Get off your phone. Thanks.
Zach. I was looking up his stat. No, I think you're looking up the one that I was looking up. Ruben Frank had stated on Twitter the other day, in the first 1,285 games in Eagles history, they gave up 80% completion percentage 8 times. They've done it 4 times in the last 5 weeks.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to get back to that. And when we return, Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton will be joining us live here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. This is the Green Legion Radio Players Show. I know I get all this out. There's a lot to go over here. You guys just have to sit down and show up, man.
You were in Vegas for a long time. It's all right.
Everybody,
it was working.
I'm going to do the live read when we come back. MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, your residential contractor in Philadelphia. Check them out at 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. Sean, take us to break, baby. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Alex Singleton, everybody. All right, everybody, Green Legion Players Show live from the Fin here at the Fillmore. It's first time ever being tasted. There's a couple of refreshments.
Giggity,
here.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
All right.
Jansen, get the goblin ready. It's going to happen, I'm sure, at 1 or 2.
We got the punching bag over there now.
There it is. Yes. There it is. Jansen, happy to have you over there, my friend. How you doing today? Good talk, Jansen.
About as good as I can be with doing the show with you.
My man, you say all the right things. Everybody, we are live once again from the Fin here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. I am joined alongside... I keep hearing it in the background, the gobbler. I'm alongside Chris Sackmaster, Michael Diaz, of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio and the most annoying disco son of a...
Don't knock Disco Tank.
I do not
knock Disco Tank.
Number 78 in your program. Number 1 in your heart, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. And joining us once again for the first time in 2 years, Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton, everybody.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell we did right that got you to come back a second time.
We took care of his parents.
Yeah, his parents love the tailgate.
Oh my God, why
did you guys just have to go there? It was supposed to just be a nice thing that he was coming back.
I met your mom. She's cool. Your mom is cool as hell.
They tune in every week. They're listening right now.
I did make your mom do a shot of Jameson with me.
Oh, I think that's the first shot she's had in probably a decade. And all I get is a text from my buddy, and he goes, "Hey, your mom's taking a shot at 10 a.m., so this should be a fun day."
Well, that's great.
I talked to her right before she, I guess, you guys text each other before the game.
Yep.
So I saw that.
Hey, got to. Tank.
What's up?
There you are, baby.
Sorry.
How can you miss him?
Deepest apologies.
Tank forgets that you can't just move your eyes and you can't move your face on the microphone.
Morpheus.
All right, so let's talk about our guest, Alex Singleton, 6'2", 240, undrafted by the Seahawks in 2015 from Thousand Oaks, California, went to Montana State, drafted by the Calgary Stampeders in 2016. Your mom is a Canadian citizen. She's from Toronto, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you were able to acquire a dual citizenship, and that was part of your Canadian Football League tenure. Grey Cup champion in 2018, most outstanding defensive player award in 2017, CFL All-Star in 2017 and 2018, 121 tackles his first season with the Stamps, and 123 the following. That's when the Eagles said, hey, man, time to come back to the real world, baby. And one thing that we never had a chance to talk about, I did have a small group out in San Francisco last year during the pandemic, and watching you pick six off of Nick Mullins and return that thing 30 yards, we're going, yep, we know him. Yeah, we're cool.
Green Legion bump, baby.
This year on September 6th, I believe, you were voted by your teammates captain of the team, which is pretty impressive.
Way to go, man.
Already leading the team in seven games with 76 tackles. You're putting some work in, my man. You are all over the field. When people say, you know, how are you getting all these, how are you getting to all these spots? I mean, 76 tackles in seven games. You're on pace for 160 tackles for the season.
No, we play 17 games now. So
172 tackles for the season.
No, he doesn't know that much about the NFL. So.
I'm sorry, I asked Alex that question. Well, Alex, thank you.
We were talking before the what?
So, Alex. I mean, how are you getting there?
Yeah, film. You know, our coaches, when, you know, we go into the week, you know, we know what teams are going to run. And, what, you know, during a game, you kind of figure out what they're going to do and just get to the ball. I mean, I play the best position in the world. You know, I always will say that. You know, linebacker, you know, the job is to make tackles and, you know, get to the football. So
do you tackle?
I definitely pride myself in being able to do that.
Go ahead, Tank. You have something you have to say.
Is this a position room battle? Is that what we're talking
about?
It's not
a position room battle, but it was – We were speaking about something that happened after the game, and I know it rubbed him the wrong way because it rubbed me the wrong way when I heard it, and I'm not going to put him on the spot, but we had a team. This is goes back to the story that I told you guys about power and glory. It's like, so when somebody comes on talking about they're there for sacks, they get paid for sacks. When a linebacker hears that, he know he has to fend for himself. That means he's not gonna have guys in his lap all day, and there's gonna be crap back there, and there's not gonna be any plays made, and defense is gonna be in disarray. I'm surprised you have as many tackles as you have, given what I've been watching the front do. Because everybody's, don't take this personal. Everybody's getting their ass whooped up front because they're going for sacks. And when you do that, and you're not there just to make plays, because everybody has a job on a defense. If somebody else has their own personal agenda, like when you come out and say that you're there for sacks, only way I can tell you is I've led the team in tackles before at D tackle, and you know how I let my second year I had 92 tackles. Do you know why that was? Because I played the blocks that was in front of me, and I made sure my linebackers were clean. And guess who was right behind me? The middle linebacker. He had 91 tackles. So if you work like that, you have to work together. And I don't know what's being coached, but it's like when I hear somebody say some crap like that, that's not a team thing to say. And I don't want you to answer me.
He would have said this.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
No, that's Ben Simmons.
He finally admits it.
I don't want to put you in a position where you have to answer that question to where you had to go back to your fellow brethren. But I'm saying it because I saw it, and it disturbed me as a defensive lineman, and it just took me back to power and glory. Oh, the people don't know about power and glory.
Please tell the story, Tank.
Okay, so me and myself and truck driver Sam Brayburn, we're backing up Corey Simon.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the food is starting to be served.
Oh, here we go.
I will take one. Hell no,
keep talking, Hollis. Keep talking.
Okay, so
Hollis is not going to be able to talk in about 60 seconds.
He can just sit right here. I'll just finish the story.
Thank you.
So Glory was Corey Simon and Doran Walker. And people say, why'd you guys call yourself Power Glory? I was like, well, because on first and second down, they would have myself and Sam Brayburn in there destroying the run. Now, the Glory was coming in for the sacks. On third down, it's a known passing situation. Hold on a second. Let me get another one of those. So no passing situation. So we came up with the name Power and Glory because one time, so we was playing against Pittsburgh. So Corey got hurt on one of the downs. Corey Simon did. And Darwin wasn't playing. So we was like, oh, yeah, we about to get some glory, baby. About to get some glory. He got carted off the field. Do you know that son of an onion came back on third down and long to get in there to try to get a sack? So we dubbed it. So we sitting right next to each other. He's like, "Yep, we're power and they're glory. We get no glory."
Sack.
Go ahead, sack.
Alex, I appreciate you coming back on with us, man. It's been a long 2 years since we got to see you last. You were quick to credit the coaches when he was asking you how your success is, you know, happening this season with all the tackles that you have and what you're primed to do for the rest of the season. Are you guys aware in the locker room and, you know, along with side the coaches of the firestorm that is surrounding the coaching staff from the head coach down to the defensive coordinator? Like, are you guys aware of that?
Yeah, I mean, we're aware of it. It was the same thing last year, too.
yeah, I know.
If everybody just wants it to be a rotating door, you know, nothing's ever going to get done in the city. You know, yeah. I think, you know, obviously it's not going the way we want it to, but, you know, we continue to, you know, press, you know, we are there, we're right there, and when we play, you know, all three phases, play the game that we should be playing and the way that, you know, we prepare to play games and all those things, it's going to come together and we're going to win games. And, you know, obviously it's going to have to start 1 week at a time. Obviously, if we beat Detroit, we're not going to be, you know, 10-5, you know, so we have to come out and just win one game at a time. And I think a lot of people are worried about the big picture and worried about, you know, everything that's going on, you know, whether they want to say it or not outside. And it's kind of just, we need to look inside, and because we do believe in each other, you know, we keep talking about it, we do it every day. And so it's kind of just getting back to it and going to Detroit and winning a football game.
Now, have you ever been on I've been on a Jim Johnson defense to where we blitz like nobody's business. And we pressure
not bus seeing pipes. A whole lot of that right
well,
now.
Well, pressure bus pipes. And to me, I was like, as a linebacker, wouldn't you like to be running up in there and destroying some people, running over a running back that's trying to block you, a third down back? I kind of don't want to ask this question.
Ask the question.
Okay.
Ask
the question.
Hold on a second. He can do a Spuds all day long. He can do a Spadaro and say, defer.
Okay, well, damn it, then. Yeah, so would you like to be getting up in there a little bit more? Because I feel like you're the wheel linebacker, and I feel like you guys.
You're also the fastest one on the team right now.
Yeah.
You're the only one that's got a sniff for the ball, other than Hargrave.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. You have a nose for the ball. It's like, and if we had you when Jim Johnson was gone, he would make some blitzes up so that you get you to the ball. Have they done that yet?
Yeah, you know, I love blitzing, you know, and it's funny. I will tell you, our coaches also do. I think, you know, what we've been putting in every week, it's going in the right direction. And we just, when I, you know, we play the, you know, win the, stop the big plays. You know, we're taking away the big plays. I think, you know, and, you know, pass defense, we're number one or number two in the league and taking away the big plays. And it's not, obviously, that's not the entire recipe to win the NFL, because, you know, just because it's worked, that doesn't mean, but it's part of it. If you can take those away, once you take those away and they start doing other things, you have to play tighter on things. And once you've taken those away, you get third and longs, and that's when you can get after the passer. And we haven't been in those situations, and that's why we haven't been able to blitz.
I love you, man. I do. I really do. Sitting back and watching this as a whole, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and I'm going to disagree with some of that, you know, the one game at a time, you know, somebody that took you to interview school before you had to come on and do crap like this. We got you. But it's the not giving up the big play was the design and the schematics of the Jim Johnson defense that we knew and loved so well. However, no disrespect to you or your teammates, the amount of talent that we had on the defense at that point was one of the best times, you know, in Eagles history and for a very long period of time. I see you guys, you know, giving up chunks. I see the secondary playing so far back on a 3rd and 14 that I'm going, really? There's not one person up here that's going to get in somebody's face. It doesn't look very opportunistic, is probably where I'm going with this. And it's evident by the fact that the turnover ratio for the team right now is pretty low. Are you guys chomping at the bit a little bit? Are you guys in Gannon's face, Coach Gannon? Whatever, I'm sorry, however you want to, about, hey, you know what? The way you win games is not just not giving up the big play, because if you're going to give up 4 yards a down, you're going to wind up, you're right, you're not giving up big plays, but you're winding up 1st and goal from the 8.
and having to defend there, and that's not helping the cause, where it looks like there are situations where you could be up there trying to strip the ball, trying to get somebody tackled for a loss, trying to get a ball, you know, on a hurry, you know, downfield. And I'm just wondering, are you guys getting frustrated about that like we are? And I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, no, I, you know, how I truly believe it's going, you know, unless one, you know, as a player, the coaches are coaching, the players are playing. So my belief in it is whatever they call, it's your job, especially as a professional football player, to, you know, put yourself in spots to be able to do those things. You know, we have the hits principle, the hustle, intensity, takeaways, and smarts. Well, two of those you should just have to play at any level of football. It's hustle and intensity.
Thank you. Yeah.
Takeaways and smarts kind of come off of those, though. And so a lot of it is we just, you know, we're doing that, giving up 4 yards of play. If you told me in a game against Patrick Mahomes we're going to force them to have 13 play drives the entire game, I would have told you he's going to have 5 turnovers. Because that's what he's shown on tape. You know,
well, he's been doing that against
career.
Everybody else but us.
By the way, and so I'm just saying, you know, with we're in the right spots. Guys are doing the right things. We do know that, and I do believe as players, and we preach it, we're talking about it, and we're getting there, is to get those turnovers. You know, I think the Panther game, we were going in that right direction, and then we took a step back.
How'd you like that crowd noise?
It was great. We played a lot of home games.
We were there. Yeah. Quimby was
there. We played a lot
there.
Of home games.
I was there.
Vegas was 50-50.
I was there for about 2 quarters.
Now, in saying that, I know you have to be toe the line to be politically correct, but it's. But it, when you hear somebody come up like my boy, because that stuck in my craw when he said, "I'm here for sacks." At what point does the
Fletcher?
At what point do you pull him in and say you're there to make plays? We're a defense. You can't talk about you.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you, and you two can answer this question. I mean, in interview school, shouldn't your first statement out of your mouth when that question is asked is, "I'm here to make my teammates better," first? And then capitalize on everything else. I mean, I don't know.
That must be frustration boiling over. Well,
not when you have that kind of resume.
But then, too, when you have that magnitude of money, which he has, if you're not happy with the way the defense is going, you could actually go and say something.
Hey, by the way, Sniffles just said everything sounds good on the new Comrex. So thanks, Slash. We appreciate you. Yeah. You wipe that nose, get some chicken soup in you, and take a nap, baby.
Sure, he's eating chicken soup.
Slash Sniffles.
Slash Sniffles. Slash Sniffles. Slash Lonely Man's Lotion.
Alex, let's, you know, I know we're taking some negative approaches here on all ends here.
Before, he's hearing it everywhere.
Absolutely.
He knows.
But before we went on
outside.
Air,
no God.
Before we went on air, though, you and Diaz were talking about Vegas and the stadium. Why don't you talk about the experience of playing in Vegas for the first time, the new stadium out there? I know you weren't happy with a certain aspect of the Vegas stadium, so why don't you expunge a little bit on that? Because I know from Tank and Quimby's perspective, they were in the stands experiencing it. What did you think as a player?
I'm sorry, we were sitting at Gordon Ramsay's watching it on TV.
Okay, damn. Sam was in the stadium. Okay, yeah, Sam loved it, so there you go.
No, the stadium was sweet. The overall experience, I mean, it's Vegas. You know, it was a show.
Was there a slot machine in the locker room?
No, but I feel like, no, you know, so I learned, you know, we can't bet in sports books year round. That's a, you know, NFL rule. But when you're on an NFL business trip or, you know, a league sponsored trip, right, you're not allowed to gamble on anything.
Nope.
So we stayed in a hotel that didn't have one, and so
where were you guys?
This was the first time I've been in Vegas and got 10 hours of sleep no matter how many days I was there.
Where were you guys?
So I get to tell people that forever.
Are you even allowed to
stay at the Westin?
Yeah.
Westin, way out where? Way
out. Right behind the Link.
Way
really?
Out.
Like, yeah. It was kind of just, it was random.
Yeah, I know where you're at, because a couple of my buddies were standing over there as well. We went to Oscars with them. It's past Old Vegas, isn't it?
No, it's right there behind the Link, like right off the strip.
I know where he's talking about. Yeah. There's no casino there. It's weird.
No. Yeah. It was interesting. I went down to the lobby to meet my parents.
I think it's a timeshare resort, to be honest with you.
I could see that.
Yeah. Did you guys all have suites?
No, it was normal room.
Normal rooms. Okay.
All right.
Well. Interesting.
Anybody else want to talk about the Raiders game? Because we only have a minute left before I got to do a live read.
I wanted to give some props to you for leading the team in tackles and sticking it out and doing what you're supposed to do, man. Because a lot of times when when things go the way they've been going for you guys this season. Some guys give up, and I've seen a lot of guys give up, but not you. So I want to commend you on that because
yeah, we all agree, man. We know how much you're working your ass off over there.
Yeah, because it's like when I see some, I was like, okay, he gave up. I was like, okay, Alex is still playing. That's what I always loved about you. You keep playing, and that's all I look for. It's like in the end, if you never give up, point blank.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So. Yeah, Diaz, you've been quiet.
No, listen, I'm looking.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
None of us are.
The good and the bad about Philly fans are, you know, we're angry in the moment. We got short memories, so we're on to the next game. I'm looking forward to whatever play you're going to make on Sunday in Detroit.
I agree.
You know,
it's coming.
All the players on the team know you come on Green Legion Radio. Something happens the next week. Is there any chance of the Maserati being offered up?
Oh, yeah. You get a pick six or an interception or anything along the line, you can have my car for a week.
Fumble recovery and sack, all included.
No. Hold on a second.
Fumble recovery.
Here we go. We have not brought this back in. This is the first installment of the Green Legion bump.
Yes.
Maserati.
Don't tell Sean Bradley, though.
Now, he could have picked up that punt and scored, so that's all I have.
Dude, he was on after that.
So he was on after his name that. Also, his name also isn't Sean Bradley. It's Scoops.
Awesome. I don't know his dad, Marcus Bradley, is listening right now.
Scoops.
So here's the deal. Let's go with interception, fumble strip or fumble recovery, or anything else.
What sack.
Or a sack.
Yeah.
All right. A sack.
A strip sack.
Fumble.
John Cannon's going to he's gonna be sitting there going, like, hey, man, why are you blitzing so
much?
We
will make the determinations. Play well, you'll
change
get
the whole game plan.
That wasn't the call.
You can have my car for a week. Now, Boston Scott has never allowed that again.
850
is the
miles.
Seat still too close?
No, he had blocks installed on the pedals. Quimby still can't get them off.
Hey, and people can't tackle him, so he had
a touchdown in the Buffalo game, and that was right before, he came on right before that. Told him, hey, you get a touchdown, you can have the car. It happened to be Thanksgiving week. I was out of town. I didn't need it. Gave it to him for 2 weeks. Came back with 880 miles on it.
Wow.
I'm good with you. Boston, we love you, baby. We love you. Everybody, you deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, Green Legion Radio Players Show with Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, and brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We are live at the Fin. If you're anywhere close, it's where Mad Rex used to be at the Fillmore. Get your ass down here and have a couple of chef's tastings with us, because I am happy to see that you guys are happy to not talk right now with how delicious this food is. Everybody, we'll be back on Fox Sports The Gambler and the Green Legion Players Show right after this. Legion Radio, the Players Show, live from the Fin here at the Fillmore in Fishtown. Everybody, we are currently in the middle of our chef's tasting.
Phenomenal.
Bring those burgers over here.
This is
yeah, I saw those and they just kept
going. Hold on, he's only allowed to have one. All right. This stuff is good. I took the gobbler out for you already, Jansen. Don't worry. It's good stuff. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler, the Player Show, alongside Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, and Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton, everybody.
Woo!
Yes. I want one of those too. I didn't eat for four straight days, and I had nothing. There's one left. I'm taking it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to put it on my run sheet. That's fine.
These are the bison burgers.
We don't need it anymore anyway.
Yeah, Tank, don't talk with your mouth full. Anyway. Okay. He'll just make noises.
I know buttons taught you better than that. Come on.
Yeah, we can do the house. Oh, God.
All right, so let's get to the Detroit game. We're on our second set. Let's talk about what needs to take place, what we need to do. I agree with Tank, who's talked about it earlier. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that. Super Sam doing her intern abilities right now.
Ow!
Woo!
Woo! Super Sam Brady in the house, everybody.
Oh, God.
Here it goes. Alex, she has a crush on Tom Brady. It's pretty
pathetic.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Oh,
my.
We have the pictures to prove it.
I think the whole Delaware Valley.
Yes, we, yes, we do.
Let's talk about the Detroit game. Jared Goff. Is he the one that scares you out of this entire thing? I'm looking at Tank with a full... No, go ahead, Diaz.
I'm not really afraid of Jared Goff. That might be some opportunity there. The guy that... Well,
Swift.
One of the guys.
Swift.
But possibly one of your assignments here, T.J. Hockenson, is a big guy. He's scoring touchdowns all
over.
Have
you seen Alex?
No, I know. Alex is going to match up. You know, if you want to give us the game plan for T.J. Hockenson, we're...
No.
See, not the whole game plan, because Detroit, they're known to listen into the show from 5 to 7 on Tuesdays on Fox Sports.
There's nothing else to do in Detroit but to listen to us from 5 to 7.
Right, makes sense. Right. They're having a rough time.
If you've never been
there. T.J. Hockenson, that's a unique battle that you're going to have there. What are your thoughts? That you can without giving us the whole game plan.
Well, I don't even get
here
the game plan until tonight.
School.
So,
yeah.
Oh, good. All right, good. We're open book.
So it's all, you know, whatever I want to do. No, I'm excited. You know, I like when
going
we get
for sacks and
I like when we
Maserati.
Get to go against you know, Pro Bowl, All Pro, you know, tight ends, running backs. It makes it more fun, especially the O-line. You know, when you get to play good players and you know, hopefully play well against them. You know, just it, you know, just kind of puts more. A pedigree to you, and you know, it feels good when you play good against them.
Now, when you go at the end this week, your coach should tell you this is an 0-17, so they're going to pull out all the bells and whistles and tell you look for everything. They're going to do all the trick plays because they're trying to win. But if you stay the course, you will break their willpower because they haven't won yet. And they, if you notice, they've lost in the end of most games, but they've been closing every game. They're trying to win. They're trying to get their first victory. And Deuce is their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, forgot about that.
And I know Thunder Dan Campbell. Thunder Dan Campbell is going to be primed and ready because he's going to be primed and ready. I played with Dan in New Orleans. He's a real intense guy. And obviously I played with Deuce, but Deuce is probably going to seek some retribution.
Oh yeah, dude. And Phipps over there too, special team coordinator.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Alex, going up against an 0-7 Lions team, a team that has experienced some heartbreak earlier in the season. You know, they lost on that 66-yard mm-hmm. field goal against the Ravens. They almost beat the Vikings. Mm-hmm. They went toe to toe with the Rams last week. Desperate teams call for desperate times, desperate measures. Do you guys feel that you can match their desperation? I mean, being that we're 2-5 and 0-7, like we cannot overlook them just because they're 0-7.
Yeah, I mean, we're in no position to overlook anybody. You know, like you said, we're 2-5. It's not like, you know, we're walking into this game, you know, 7-0. So. Yeah, we know we need to win. You know, it's in our division, you look around, you know, obviously we need to start winning football games to put ourselves anywhere near where we want to be.
Do you really have expectations of trying to win the East this year? Be honest with you.
Show up to every game that we're going to win every game. So
right,
at this point, I see us going, you know, what would it be, 12-5?
Run the table.
Hey.
My man.
If we're playing them, I'm playing to win.
I got you. Well,
thank you.
Moving on in the schedule, we're going to still stay on this Detroit game, but... You know, the Chargers are going to be a tough game. We know that one. Denver's going to be a tough game. But then it should ease up. I mean, New Orleans not playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, they eked out that win last night.
Yeah, 13-10.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Suck it, Diaz. So let's talk about my last couple weeks, huh? And everybody, Twin Spires. Make sure you download that casino and sports app. Twin Spires casino and sports app. Open up an account, use Legion 10, L-E-G-I-O-N, 10. I can't tell you how many people don't know how to spell Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N. Deposit $10, bet $10. The next day, you have $250 to do with however you like. It's not a risk-free bet for $500 or $1,000 where you have to lay out.
Not you, Alex. You don't get it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do this, but you can tell all your friends. I want Kim to put a bet down. $10 deposit, $10 bet. The next day, $250 to do with whatever you choose. I have bet every under on every college game and every professional game the last 2 weeks. Yes, I'm sorry. That is why I say, suck it, Diaz. Because
people that bet the under are the fun police. You hate fun.
Agreed.
You're against scoring.
I'm here to win, sir.
The under, the under. Who wants the under? How do you even watch the game?
I don't watch the game. I bet the under and I walk away
from
the
TV. We can tell
by
your commentary on the show you don't watch many of the games.
Wow.
All right. Well, you're fired.
That's why you're fired.
Nelson Aguilar on Vegas. Come on.
All right. Here we go. Let's talk about this. Ready? Last week, 2 weeks ago.
No one cares about your bets.
Yeah, they do. $4,263 up. By betting $250 on every under in college and every under in pro.
Must be nice to have that kind of coin.
The week before?
Does that mean we're getting raises?
Yeah, you can afford my raise. My rate just went up.
2,083. You're all fired, by the way.
Yeah, he's going to give me you guys money now.
2,083, and I obviously started the week with 250 up last night.
Boom.
So, Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Every under, baby. Open up an account using Legion 10. Deposit $10. That's it. $10.
We have a couple games that we can gamble on tonight. I know you wanted to get the lines off of Twin Spires.
Let's do that real quick.
The 76ers game. The 76ers are +2.5 tonight.
Take them.
At Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. How many games in a row are they looking to win against the Knicks?
This would be the 16th game in a row versus the LOL Knicks. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have never lost to the Knicks. But Simmons is not playing. Joel Embiid is playing, or he was questionable. We're not going to have
Andre Drummond. He's going to be questionable the rest of the year.
You're questionable. You're questionable with your Philly 4-for-4.
And we also have
the first game of the World Series.
Game one of the World Series tonight. Charlie Morton starting against Framber Valdez for the Astros. Now, if you want, the experience lies within the starting pitcher for the Braves, an inexperienced lineup for the Braves. But on the other side, they have a, you know, an inexperienced starting pitcher in Framber Valdez going, but you have the lineup for the Astros. This is going to be very interesting to see who's going to one up.
Cheaters!
I'm putting the money tonight. If I'm betting tonight, I'm putting money on the Bravos. Charlie Morton on the mound is clutch. Get him at +117.
I got a trash can with a. Sorry.
Yeah, I do too. I got a baseball bat.
I would
well.
Go against Zach there. He picked the Phillies would make the playoffs this year when it was obvious that they wouldn't.
Actually, no, I didn't. I said they were my wild card team. Murph picked the Phillies to make the playoffs. Why don't you listen to Baseball Brunch a little bit better next time?
Oh, in your face,
DM. Oh, big time, big
That's
time.
That's right.
Over here.
That's right.
I bet the Phillies go to the playoffs before Ben Simmons.
Everybody, we are live here at the Fin on 1000 Frankfurt Avenue, where Mad Rex used to be, here at the Fillmore. This is the Green Legion Player Show. We have Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton with us. Always a great guest. We appreciate you being here once again, brother, as always. Get back to the Detroit game. Keys to winning the game. Whatever this is looks spectacular. I'm in.
Yeah, why
keys to
not?
Winning the
Please,
game. What are you guys hearing so far? I mean, I know you're going back into the film room tomorrow. Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, obviously we got to be able to stop the run. You know, Swift is a good running back. I've watched a couple games, just kind of let him play, and you just see it all over the tape that, you know, if he's not their best player, he's pretty close. And I've talked to some guys that have played him, and you know, they say he's pretty special. So yeah, we're gonna have to, you know, eliminate him from the game, and you know, I think you put it in Jared Goff's hands and see what happens.
Who else scares you on the team?
DeAndre Swift.
All right.
He's a good running back. He's a great screen runner. He's a hard-nosed runner that you enjoy playing against. But if you let him get off, he will go for broke. And I feel like if we stop him and make Jared Goff try to beat us, you'll realize why the Rams traded him.
So you and I keep looking at each other on this. Uh-huh. I want to ask these guys questions when they have mouthful of food. If you would have stopped there for just a second, we had all three of them chowed up.
Chowed up.
Yep.
With
Go ahead, Diaz.
A mouthful of squid.
Well, my concern is, it's not even a concern. My question is this. You got Dave Fitt. You got Deuce. This team is hungry. Detroit is hungry for a win. They are really pulling out all the trick plays. I think they had two onside kicks. They were giving it to the Rams last week until the end of the game when they didn't close. They're like the Sixers. They don't have a closer.
Tank just found out that the squid was a little spicy.
Trust the process,
though. And it's octopus.
I know it was spicy already.
Do we have an industrial strength fan nearby to cool them down?
I have my own fan here, sir, but I know not to eat that. I smelled it when they brought it by.
I
said I wanted a burger.
Hold on real quick. Zach, what do you got?
I got a mouthful burger right now. It's delicious. I'm trying to make Jansen jealous.
Thunder Dan, as he's dying for a win. His press conferences are you know, I don't care about them, but they're torture because he wants it so bad, you know. And I'm sure everyone on the Birds wants it so bad, too. We need a win. But these guys are going to be pulling out all the stops. I don't know what their record or what their schedule is after the Birds. Do we know what they?
It doesn't matter. They don't have a victory yet, man.
I know they want to get it done.
They want the first victory. Did you see what happened after the Jaguars' first victory? They was ready to pop some bottles.
Well, are you talking about Urban Meyer specifically?
Well, that's because it's Jaguars' first victory in about 3 years.
Exactly, so. But it's like
Urban Meyer came from behind twice this year.
If you don't know anything,
in two separate continents.
When you go through an NFL season and you don't have, like, okay, so one of the years that I was here, we went 0-5. We were playing the 0-5 Washington Redskins. Do you know how happy we were after that victory? I could have swore there was some champagne being popped somewhere.
How many did you pop?
Later on that night,
taking that train back.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I was in deepest part. Yeah, you take that.
Hold on a second, really? Are you going to give commentary on your plates on your table?
We are here.
Do my dishes.
We are here at the Finn sampling deliciousness, sir.
So
you're supposed to be pumping.
It's fantastic.
You're supposed to be pumping the delicious entrees in which they're bringing out here. More bison, please.
I'm happy that the Finn is hosting us.
Hold on, the food is
such a distraction.
Did you actually see this? All right. A nice family of four just sat down over here, and they brought out four more bison burgers, and Tank tried to get the burgers away from that family. It's so terrible, Tank. You saw that, right?
He's still looking at him.
Yep.
He's a growing boy, man.
He's a growing boy.
Start chewing on your burger. Arm.
Yes, I am a growing boy. See? Way to go, man.
Come on, Peter Pan, Count Chocula.
Don't get in the way of Tank and his bison burgers.
I know they're delicious and nutritious.
Here you go.
It's a great way to stay in shape.
Hey, shut up.
All right, let's do this. Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports and clothing collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com. Their website is bigger than the showroom. You can visit their showroom in Bristol on the weekends. But again, the website is bigger than the store. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Diaz, how do you find the Green Legion store?
You go to greenlegion.com. One of the drop-down tabs is store. We're going to be adding a couple of new items.
We got to add the Vegas t-shirts. So many people wanted them. We didn't have enough.
The best part is people that weren't even on the Vegas trip want the Green Legion Vegas t-shirt. That was such a good idea of mine to get a specially designed Vegas t-shirt. Maybe we'll have a future.
Hey, Diaz, is your arm tired from patting yourself on the back?
It's okay.
In other news.
Yeah, Quimby's been winning a lot of money at Twinspires. Looking forward to that Denver trip when my bar tab will be on Quimby. Keep it up on Twinspires.
And that's what happens after your bar tab. Everybody, Green Legion Radio Player Show live on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia and live from the Finn at the Fillmore right now, sampling some amazing food. Looking forward to more of it.
Fantastic.
And their grand opening coming up within the next... We're going to get Jeff on the show here at some point.
He said 2 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks?
He's looking at 2 weeks.
2 weeks? All right, then we'll do this again. I don't mind. But we are here from here on out because I don't feel like driving to Delran or get parking on Broad Street. So
definitely not the latter.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We're here from now on. Everybody, Green Legion Radio brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. We are Green Legion Radio, the Player Show with Alex Singleton, back for our final segment called Kaja, right after this. But at Green Legion Radio, live from the Finn here in Fishtown at the Fillmore, formerly Mad Rex. We are live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Do not forget, you can still sign up for the Green Legion tailgate in Detroit. You can still sign up for ticket and tailgate packages or tailgate-only packages for Denver. You can still sign up for the day trip down to D.C. We are alongside Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, and Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton.
Yeah. Woo!
Nice little crowd here.
Yes.
All right, we're getting through the hiccups, too. This food's
delicious.
I was about to use a vicious superlative to describe it. An inappropriate
Tender.
Adjective.
Waiting to hear.
Yep, waiting for. I saw the family there, and I'm like, I got to stop myself.
I'll do it. Don't worry. Tender and it's tender and delicious.
All right. So at this point,
it is going to get a little darker for the family. We have our segment coming up called Kaja. Everybody, kick ass or jackass. It is all Diaz tonight. I wrote none of them.
Okay.
I wonder why.
And make, yeah, right.
I barely. Why don't you do some work, man?
We were traveling. Shut up.
Hold on a second. I got this one. Here you go. It only took this long.
Because the good news is you're fired.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
I didn't go that. I mean, Detroit Lions history is kind of dark as it is, so I didn't go as dark as we did with some of the previous. So, Alex, you haven't been on the show for a couple of years. We like to end the show with kick-ass or jackass. We take the opponent, and it's pretty self-explanatory. So what?
We go down the row. You say whether or not you think it's kick-ass or jackass. Usually it's pretty easy, and we have the ability to talk about it. So let's do it, Diaz.
We're going
to
start with Sack. Alex, we'll finish with you. Let's start.
How are we going to start with? Are we going to go this way?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yes. All right, you got that, Tank? Because you're not really paying attention right now?
I'll point to him. All right. It's okay.
He'll point me.
He's going to talk. Sack, me, you, and finish with Alex. Alex, at any point in time, you can say I abstain.
Beautiful.
Let's start some positive here. Let's talk about this. Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Four Tops, Jackson 5.
Motown, baby!
Lionel Richie, Boyz II Men, The Commodores, The Temptations, Rick James, and more. Motown Records, kick-ass or jackass?
Mr. Oh, that's kick-ass.
100% kick-ass.
That's a tender kicking of the ass.
Agreed, kick-ass.
All right. Let's go. How about this? Zach, tell me. Detroit always getting to host a 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time home Thursday game on Thanksgiving every year. Kick-ass or jackass?
Jackass. Screw tradition. It's time for a change. Nobody wants to watch that crap team every single year. Jackass.
How about new?
Hollis.
Kick-ass. They're the one who started, actually. So if you're the one who started, you can't kick them out no matter how you feel or what you feel.
Interesting.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Alex.
No, it's correct.
I'm a kick-ass. I like tradition, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's the correct answer.
No, it wasn't. You just tried to correct them.
Well, Hollis is wrong, but Alex is right. He's the guest of the show.
Remember,
and the captain of the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, right.
Remember, you sit next to me.
Diaz. All right, Diaz, how about this one? How about this one? Let's go back to 1998. Jerome Bettis calls heads going into overtime.
Oh, that's great. That's a moment that's etched in time. Kick ass.
That's kind of jackass because now they tape the coin toss
and they confirm it.
And they make sure they confirm it now because he actually said.
What'd you say?
Yeah, no, he said heads and it was heads. He said, "Oh, tails." You call? I was like, "Really? Wow."
Not only do they do that, though, they put the coin in a plastic case now and write in a big hole, like, whiteout, H and T.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess it's kick-ass. It did change, you know, how the game's played in a way.
You see everyone here at the Fin, you get a Philadelphia Eagles captain. You get the inside look at the coin toss. That is correct. It is kick-ass. How about this? Kick-ass or jackass, Zach? Matt Stafford's fake spike versus Dallas. In 2013.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Kick-ass. I'm a huge fan of Stafford, too.
That's well beyond kick-ass.
Well, beyond kick-ass. I always loved Stafford, but he was hamstrung.
I don't know. It's kind of not, you know, it's kind of a jackass. You know, you hate, you know, when you're spiking the ball, it gives it. I know it's Dallas.
It's Dallas, though.
It's kick-ass for the touchdown, but
it's jackass.
You know how tired we get when it's a two-minute drill and they're going to spike and you get to take
Alex,
a break?
But Alex, you get
to take a break?
I know, but Alex, it's the Cowboys, though. Don't worry
I agree. That part is kick-ass. But just knowing if I was out there, I'd be like, damn, they got me.
We'll be on the lookout on Sunday. All right, kick-ass or jackass, Sack. Dan Orlovsky runs out of the end zone. For a safety, the Lions go on to lose by 2 points versus Minnesota.
What's jackass is him and how he scored that job on ESPN. That guy was the starting quarterback of an 0-16 team.
And he's
on network television telling you how you should play quarterback. He's a jackass.
Yeah, what he said.
Jackass because he said the Detroit Lions made another mistake. Were you the first one?
Exactly.
Yeah, jackass.
All right. I don't even know how to frame this. Kick-ass or jackass? Barry Sanders.
Oh my God, one of the greats of all time. Kick ass.
I disagree.
Ooh.
Jackass.
Why?
Because you, all right, first of all, I understand you want to live and die with a team that gave you the opportunity, but he still had good years left. Now, we're all finding out now that Detroit
is just a train wreck.
It's a suspect.
Jansen, cut off Quimby's mic here.
Excuse me. No.
This is terrible. This is a terrible opinion.
At least for the opportunity to... because he is the one player that could change the outcome of a game. All right?
Correct. Kick-ass. Hollis.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. And I will mute your ass for the rest of this show. We'll figure out something else to talk about. I do not like the fact that he went out before he was done. I thought he should have been around for a couple more years and at least give his team an opportunity. I'm sorry. You're all shaking your head. But he went out, and I went, man, I'm done with him. And he has done absolutely nothing football since.
Stop it. Those Heisman Trophy Allstate commercials are classic.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, thank you.
Just a Detroit alum.
Alex, so. keep an eye out in case this thing hits him and hits you.
Alex, kick ass or jackass, Barry Sanders.
Kick ass. In my first game playing against Barry Sanders, quick story. It's a quick story. We're in the meeting room.
He doesn't
room.
Know what a quick
in the,
story
in
is.
In the defensive meeting room, he had just busted two of Rod Woodson's ACLs by on a move. So our defense coordinator said, don't break down on this man. You just take your shot and go on by. We need everybody to the end of the season.
That's so
kick
funny.
Ass. Kick ass.
All right, how about this? Won the championship. The Lions were an NFL powerhouse in the 50s. They won the championship in 1957. Since then, they've had one playoff win in the last 64 years.
Wow.
That playoff win came at 1991, 30 years. Kick ass or jackass?
It's jackass. It's kind of like you bragging about an Eastern Conference Finals and NBA Finals berth 20 years ago with the Sixers and won since 1985.
You're Flyers fans. You guys are celebrating championships 50 years ago.
I'm sorry. We have to let's finish up with this because we have to get out of here.
Jackass. We do. All right. We done?
Yeah, jackass.
Predictions.
Pain.
Predictions?
Yeah, predictions for the game. Diaz. Get off your phone.
I'm going to say Eagles by 6.
I'm only going to predict an Eagles win because our good friend Alex Singleton's here, but I don't have a good feeling about
yeah,
this.
What he said. Tank.
Eagles win. They pull it out. Pull it out. I think it's going to be hard, but they're going to have to pull out like a sofa.
Something Philip Rivers doesn't know how to do.
Alex, get that Maserati this weekend. Let's get a turnover, make a play, sack, force fumble, fumble recovery.
Fumble Ruski, fumble eye. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Players Show. We are here at the Finn, formerly Mad Rex, at the Fillmore. It is the upscale version of Crab du Jour. The food we have tasted so far this evening is phenomenal. We're going to hang around a little bit longer. Anybody, if you want an opportunity for an autograph with Alex Singleton or a photograph, come on up. Green Legion Radio Players Show is brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We are at 6:54. We're out of here, Jansen. Take it to Villanova basketball, baby.
TTP.